everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom, and today we are talking about people. We're talking about a fella by the name of Dick Bruna. Dick Bruna. Okay, have you heard of this guy before?
You know, I hadn't, so this is kind of fun to learn new stuff today, yeah.
Yeah, well, I had not heard of this person until he passed away a couple of months ago. But, you know, I didn't know his name, but I did know what he drew.
What his work was, yeah.
Exactly. He was an illustrator of children's books, especially the cartoon character Miffy, that cute rabbit with the big ears and the X for a mouth. So there you go. And Miffy's creator, unfortunately, passed away a couple of months ago. But I suppose that's one of the reasons why we're going to be talking about Dick Bruna today, the man who created Miffy.
Yeah, he's an artist. So we're going to talk about this man who illustrated over 120 books and sold more than 85 million copies of these books in more than 50 languages. Ooh. I would say he was a success in his career. So he was successful in his career. We're going to go ahead and read through the article first, guys, and then we'll be back to talk about Dick Bruna. With her chubby cheeks, straight pointy ears, and an X for a mouth, Miffy has been stealing the hearts of children and adults alike since 1955. This simple character has been described as a modernist masterpiece. Miffy did not just make a name for herself, though. She also brought her creator, Dick Bruna, international fame. Born in 1927 in the Dutch town of Utrecht,Dick Bruna found his passion for art at a young age and grew up constantly drawing and painting his natural surroundings. As his family was in the publishing business, Bruna would often get drawing lessons from illustrators who visited his family's residence as well. As an adult, Bruna traveled to London and Paris, where he discovered artists such as Picasso, Matisse, and Leger. After this,He began illustrating book covers, posters, and promotional materials for his father's publishing company, A.W. Bruna and Zoon. Bruna's work is characterized by thick outlines and bright primary colors. His drawings often look like pictograms because Bruna was a firm believer that less is more. He would only include lines that were essential for making his illustrations recognizable. In his opinion,Removing the unnecessary made room for imagination. Not everyone appreciated his art initially. In fact, Bruna's drawings were so simple that many people criticized his minimalist style. Nonetheless, Bruna persevered, and his simplicity has helped give his work universal appeal. During his lifetime, Bruna wrote and illustrated over 120 books,and sold more than 85 million copies in more than 50 languages. Bruna won many prizes, including the Max Valtheis Prize, a prestigious award that celebrates the works of children's book illustrators. Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands also bestowed royal honors on Bruna. Despite his global success, Bruna kept his life almost as simple as his art. It is this modesty that people most admire about Bruna.
Okay, everybody, let's talk about Dick Bruna, the man who created Miffy. You see all those cartoon characters out there that kids and young girls like? Even grown women seem to like them, too. Of course, we've got Hello Kitty all over the place, but we've also got Dick Bruna,whose real name is Hendrik, which I think is a Dutch name. I guess Dick would be for short, and it would be more catchy that way, I suppose.
Yeah, for most of us who speak English and come from North America, Dick is actually a nickname or a short name for Richard. But remember, he's not American or Canadian. He is Dutch. So his original name, his full name here is Hendrik. Interesting.
Hendrik, right. Yeah. But this is Dick Bruna. He's the man who created Miffy. You've probably seen this cartoon rabbit all over the place. It's very simple, but the first paragraph kind of describes Miffy to us. It says, with her chubby cheeks, straight pointy ears, and an X for a mouth, Miffy has been stealing the hearts of children and adults alike since 1955. So this gives us a description of Miffy. She's got chubby cheeks. Chubby means kind of fat. You can describe a person as being chubby. That's the next step between thin and fat. You're thin, then you're chubby, and then you just are fat, obese, etc.
But chubby's a kind of a cute word we use, especially with kids. Chubby, little
yep,
chubby.
Also the famous rock and roller Chubby Checker.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was probably a nickname for him because he was kind of fat. But in any case, this rabbit's got chubby cheeks and straight pointy ears. Yes, the ears are sticking straight up. And also, she's got an X for a mouth. And so because of all these qualities, she has been stealing the hearts of kids and adults alike since 1955. Notice in this sentence, we've got the word alike. Mm-hmm. That means also. Okay, so Miffy has been stealing the hearts of kids. In other words, kids have loved her for a long time, and adults have also loved her since 1955. I guess Miffy is a girl. It could be a boy. I don't know, but Miffy sounds more like a girl's name to me.
Yeah, really does. Mm. This simple character has been described as a modernist masterpiece, and Miffy did not just make a name for herself, though. She also brought her creator, Dick Bruna, international fame. I just found a quote that he said about Hello Kitty. He said, Hello Kitty is a copy of Miffy, and I don't like that at all, is what he said. Yeah, that was a direct quote from our artist here, Dick Bruna.
And well, it seems like everybody's stealing everybody's ideas.
They've got similarities,
you know?
Don't they?
Yeah.
Now, if you're talking about modernist here, and notice it's capitalized, we're talking about a style of art. And here it's a style of an artist. He's considered an illustrator, but we've got modernist painters as well. Masterpiece is just a really terrific piece of art. It's probably somebody's best work. Wow, the Mona Lisa is a masterpiece. Well, Miffy did not just make a name for herself. If you make a name for yourself, guys, you do something that brings you fame and people know who you are. So it's great if you can make a name for yourself in your career. People know who you are and they'll think about calling you or getting in touch with you when they need your particular talent or skill. She also, Miffy, also brought her creator a lot of fame, international fame. People knew Dick Bruna because of Miffy.
Indeed. So Miffy made a name for herself, I guess, but also Dick Bruna did as well. Although in my research here, I haven't really seen any other characters that he created besides Miffy. I mean, sure he has, but it seems that Miffy is the one that is the most famous.
It's his masterpiece, right?
It's his modernist masterpiece.
Yeah.
But let's move on now to the next paragraph here. It says, born in 1927 in the Dutch town of Utrecht, Dick Bruna found his passion for art at a young age and grew up constantly drawing and painting his natural surroundings. So he's Dutch, which means he's from the Netherlands. I know in Chinese you say Holland, but technically if you're talking about anything from that country, you usually say the Netherlands.
Right.
And if you see their athletes competing in international competitions, it will say Nederland on their jackets, which means Netherlands. So Holland is just a part of the Netherlands, but it's the largest part, of course. But he was born in the city of Utrecht, and he had a passion for drawing. Ever since he was a kid, he was drawing constantly. Constantly means without stop. He was always doing it. He always had a sketchbook and a pencil or a pen, and he was just drawing everything in his natural surroundings, which means all the things that were around him. He probably drew lots of pictures of tulips, for example.
Well, as his family was in the publishing business, or because his family was in the publishing business, he would often get drawing lessons from illustrators who his family was publishing their books. These illustrators would come and visit his family's residence as well. Your residence is where you live. If you're in the publishing business, authors come to you and they want you to print their book, publish it so it can be sold to the public. So he was lucky that way. He got to kind of rub shoulders with these illustrators who are already quite good. If you rub shoulders with somebody, you get to hang out with them, kind of be around them. It's kind of cool. It was a great experience for him as a child because he'd get these free lessons from illustrators.
Sounds like he was in the right place at the right time. A kid who loved drawing, and then his family was in the publishing publishing business.
Perfect.
And these illustrators would come and visit the family's house or their residence where they lived. Residence is the noun form of a house. It's also the state of living somewhere. But in this particular case, it does refer to the house they lived in. It could have been their apartment, could have been their house. We don't know. But an illustrator, of course, is somebody who provides pictures for articles or books or things like that.
Yeah.
And as an adult, Bruna traveled to London and Paris, where he discovered some other artists like Picasso, Matisse, and Leger. I hope I said that right.
Yeah.
And so I guess it doesn't really say that he met them.
No, they were already gone. Picasso is probably still alive, but Matisse, Leger, I don't know.
Probably went to their exhibitions or whatever. So when he was there, he discovered them and he was influenced by their styles. And after this, he began illustrating book covers, posters, and promotional materials for his father's publishing company, A.W. Bruna and Zune, or maybe Zoll. Or something like that. I'm not quite sure how you would say that.
I just said Zune when I read.
It looks like Zune to us, so I've never studied Dutch before, just a little bit. But in any case here, do notice in this sentence we've got the word illustrate.
Uh-huh.
Earlier in this paragraph, we had the word illustrator. That's the person who provides the pictures for an article or a book. But in this case, we're using illustrate as a verb. He began illustrating book covers. You could use the infinitive as well. He began to illustrate book covers to provide the pictures for the covers of books and for posters, which were probably promoting concerts or museum exhibitions or something. Also, promotional materials like flyers or something. These are promotional materials for his father's publishing company, so they probably went to exhibitions or passed out flyers or whatever. And young Dick was providing the pictures for those. I should say that illustrating does mean you provide either the drawings or the photographs for something. But when I see illustrate, I often think of the pictures, like drawings or paintings.
Me too. Right now, though, guys, we're going to take a quick break. It's a good time to listen to our Chinese teacher. And then we'll be back to talk about Dick Bruna's work.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 首先呢，来看到第一个空格的句子写着 Miffy did not just make a name for herself, though. She also brought her creator, Dick Bruna, international blank one. 在这里提到呢，米菲兔不是只有自己出名而已，她也为了她的这个创作者 creator 带来了国际的什么呢？我们来看一下第一题的 A 选项 ,fame 指的是声望、名望 ,B, shame, 羞耻 ,C, tension, 紧张 ,D, vision,愿景，可以从后面得知呢，因为米菲兔这样子的角色，使得他的创作者也成了国际知名的人士，所以搭配文意，第一题的标准答案就选择 A, fame。第二个空格在这里提到 Born in 1927 in the Dutch town of Utrecht, Dick Bruna found his blank too for art at a young age. 在这里提到呢，他出生于这个荷兰的城镇乌特勒兹，那么在他很年幼的时候就发现自己对艺术的什么呢？我们要注意一下，在第二个空格后面的这个介系词是For. 第二题的 A 选项 Occasion 场合 B Invention 发明 C Passion 热情 D Exhibition 展览会在早年的时期他就发现呢自己对艺术呢非常的拥有着这样子的热情所以搭配文艺第二题我们选择 C Passion第三个空格在这里后面的句子写着 His family was in the publishing business. Bruna would often get drawing lessons from illustrators who visited his family's residence as well. 在这里我们可以清楚地看到前后都是两个完整的句子所以需要一个 连接词。前面的句子提到他的家族呢从事的是出版事业，所以他常常呢可以接受这些到他家住所 residence 的这些插画家所给予他的 drawing lessons 绘画课程。那么在这里当然是有因果关系，从事出版业会有很多的插画家来访，所以在这里搭配文以第三题，我们来看一下选项 A until 直到 B unless 除非 C although 虽然 D as 因为家里从事出版业会有很多插画家的造访，所以他就呢得到了许多的绘画课程。搭配文意第三题的标准答案，我们就选择 D as。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
All right, everybody, we're going to continue now with our lesson. It's very interesting here. It's all about illustration, especially about Dick Bruna, the creator of Miffy the Rabbit. He passed away a couple of months ago, but we're talking about him here, especially his life and times. Remember, he's from Holland or the Netherlands. He was born in Utrecht in 1927. He learned to draw when he was a kid. He was constantly drawing, and he got lessons from illustrators because his family was in the publishing industry.
Right.
Excuse me. And also he went to Paris and France and was influenced by the work of some other famous artists there as well. And so he got to start to illustrate book covers, and thus his career got off to a good start there. And Bruna's work is characterized by thick outlines and bright primary colors. Yes, do a Google search of Dick Bruna, and you'll see a lot of these drawings. They are characterized by these thick outlines. If something is characterized, that means that is its distinguishing feature. It's the typical feature that sticks out. It's what you notice most. Yes, these pictures have these thick outlines, which would be the black lines on the outside of the drawings. And also he uses these bright primary colors. Primary means like red, yellow, blue, etc., maybe green. He doesn't use a lot of weird colors, and there's not a lot of mixing of colors, not a lot of blending. They're just straight colors. They're very, very simple.
Yeah, they look like pictures that maybe a kindergartner or a first grader would draw. Some of his people have red faces, which is interesting. So his drawings often look like pictograms, because Bruna was a firm believer that less is more. If you take a quick look on the internet, type in his name, and his art will come up. You'll see what we're talking about. A pictogram is kind of like a symbol for something, so there's not a lot of detail, you could say. So a pictorial representation sometimes are just stick figures. You'll see that sometimes in presentations using PowerPoint. So there's not a lot of detail, no shading. He just uses those outlines with these really, really bright primary colors. So he also lived that way too. Less is more. He had a lot of money. Miffy alone is worth 150 million pounds.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. But he did not live an extravagant life. He was very modest in his living. Take a look at him. He's very famous for his mustache. If you've never seen a picture, look it up.
Yeah, the Dutch are pretty laid-back people, aren't they?
Yeah.
They're not running all over the world showing off their wealth and stuff like that. He lived a very modest life here, and he believed that less is more, so you don't see a lot of elaborate, complicated drawings. They're very simple. He would only include lines that were essential for making his illustrations recognizable. And yes, indeed, if you look at some of the pictures in our magazine or online, you will see that, yes, these drawings are very, very simple, but they still let you know what they are. You know, if you look at the picture of a lion, it's a lion, you know. You can tell. It's a giraffe. It's a rabbit. Even though he's using only a few lines, you can still tell instantly what he's trying to draw. So that's why less is more, I guess. And they are recognizable. If something's recognizable, that means you can recognize it. You can identify it. You can go, Yes, that is a drawing by Dick Bruna, I can tell.
Right. And, you know, he never went to art school, so he's kind of, this is his natural ability. And he was pretty modest or humble about his talent. So, but you can totally recognize his drawings. They're very distinctive. As Tom said, they're characterized or typical. His typical characteristics are those those thick outlines and the colors. So not everyone appreciated, though, his art initially. So at the beginning of his career, some people thought, hey, you know, it's a little too simple. Kind of looks like a kid drawing. If you appreciate something, you recognize the talent behind it. Maybe you respect the worth of something. So not everyone appreciated his art initially. Of course, he went on to become quite well respected and appreciated, but at the beginning, no. But that's true for a lot of artists.
Right. So they didn't appreciate his art at the beginning. To appreciate means that you see something and you understand it and you recognize the value or the worth of it. Mm-hmm. Initially means at the beginning. And in fact, his drawings were so simple that many people criticized his minimalist style. Try to say that word 10 times with your hands tied behind your back. Minimalist.
Minimalist.
Minimalist could refer to a movement in art and music. Minimalism, like Philip Glass.
John Cage. Yeah.
People like that, where they have these really long musical pieces where they don't change that much.
I don't like that music, but
I like Steve Reich's stuff, though. It's kind
of fun. Oh, do you? It's okay sometimes. I sang for John Cage in a concert. Yeah, not my favorite. So there's not a lot there, but a lot of people like that style. If you go to a home and they don't have a lot of decorations, it's minimalist there. So nonetheless, Bruna didn't care that other people at the beginning didn't appreciate him. He kept going. If you persevere, you don't give up, guys. You keep going. And his simplicity just means being simple, helped give his work universal appeal. When you see that word universal, you know that something's happening around the world or in the universe. So it's relating to a lot of people. An appeal means you do something or you have something that is very, people enjoy it. They like it, you know, so they liked what he had to do. And it was attractive and interesting to people. So he had this universal appeal.
That's right. So people in the Netherlands liked it, in Germany, in Russia, in Japan, in Taiwan.
Everywhere.
Probably in Africa and South America. It had universal appeal. People loved it everywhere. And during his lifetime, Bruna wrote and illustrated over 120 books and sold more than 85 million copies in more than 50 languages. That's a lot. 120 book titles, which were printed in more than 50 languages, and all told, altogether, his book sold more than 85 million copies. So if he gets royalties from all of that, he's one rich Dutchman.
He won a lot of prizes, including the Max Veltheist Prize. This is a famous illustrator, so they named the prize after him. It's a prestigious award. If it's prestigious, it's pretty famous. It's very highly respected, and people are kind of just thrilled to get this. And it celebrates, this particular award celebrates the works of children's book illustrators. So it's a specific award for people who illustrate children's books. Now, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands also gave him a royal honor. If you just bestow, it's a word we use when someone is given something, but it's usually coming from like either a king or a queen or God. So you give something to somebody, you present them that thing. Usually it's an honor or a gift of some type. And the Queen Beatrix, that's her name, gave him a royal honor. So that's kind of cool for him.
There was probably some ceremony, and she put some medal around his neck or something like that. So she bestowed it. She granted him some royal honors, maybe gave him the key to the city of Amsterdam or something like that. And despite his global success, Bruna kept his life almost as simple as his art. So despite his global success, even though he was successful all over the globe or all over the world. He was still a simple man. His life was as simple as his art. He probably lived in the same house in Amsterdam or in Utrecht since he was a boy. Probably just had one car, didn't travel all over the world, did not have a massive art collection, didn't get married and divorced 5 or 6 times, didn't invest in stock markets all over the world. He probably lived a very simple life. And in this modesty, or it is this modesty that people most admire about Bruno. So that's modesty, okay? Modesty means you don't like to show off. You just kind of like to fade into the background. You don't like to stick out too much. Not like some people we know.
Yeah, his lifestyle really was modest. He rode a bike to work, to the cafe. So he was kind of a low-key guy. If you admire somebody, of course, you regard them with a lot of respect. You're approving of what they're doing. You're impressed with what they're doing. And he deserves that. So it's been fun to kind of learn a little bit more about Dick Bruna this time. Right now, guys, one more time, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to wrap it up.
第四个空格要写对呢，要先看一下第四个空格前面的这个句子提到呢，这样子的创作者是 a firm believer that less is more. 他坚信着呢，简单即是丰富。He would only include lines that were blank for making his illustrations recognizable.在这样子的信念之下，他只会呢纳入这样子的线条。怎么样的线条呢？这样的线条是让他的这个插画是可以被识别出来的。第四题 A 选项 political 政治的 ，B essential 重要的 ，C brutal 残暴的。D, racial, 种族的。他认为简单就是丰富，所以他画的线条只会纳入那些可以让他的插画有辨识度的很重要的线条。所以第四题搭配文意，我们就选择 B, essential。第五个空格 ,In fact, Bruna's drawings were blank five. Many people criticized his minimalist style.事实上呢，他的画作是怎么样？然后后面的句子提到，许多人批评他极简的风格。在这里我们可以使用的呢，考考同学 ,so 加上形容词 ,that 解释成为如此的怎么样，以至于怎么样。他就遭受的批评是他的风格是如此的简单，以至于呢，大家呢都批评他这极简的风格。在这里我们要考虑文法的正确性以及文意的符合，所以第五题的标准答案就选择 D, so simple that。第六个空格在这里提到了这个奖叫做 The Max Veltheis Prize。A prestigious award that blank six, the works of children's book illustrators. 这个奖它的特色呢，它是一个非常有名的奖，而这样的奖项是可以对于这些呢儿童插画家的作品用来怎么样子作用的。第六题 ,A 选项 celebrates, 颂扬赞美 ,B transports, 运送 ,C,imitates, 模仿 D, suspects, 怀疑这个奖项是用来颂扬这些优秀插画家的作品。第六题搭配文意，我们选择 A 选项 celebrates。第七个空格 blank 7 is this modesty that people most admire about Bruna。其实在这里要考考同学的是分裂句型用来强调语气，也正是因为呢他这样子的谦逊而得到了人们钦佩。所以呢在这里的分裂语气我们就用 it is 再加上呢受词，然后 that 再加上句子的其他部分。所以呢第七题的标准答案我们就选择 B, it. OK, 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
Thanks for joining us, guys. We hope you enjoyed learning more about the illustrator Dick Bruna. I encourage you guys to get online and check him out. You'll know Miffy when you see her, but he's had some other characters he's drawn since then, so check it all out.
It out and have a good time. And maybe, who knows, it might help you with your English studies. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Bye.
See ya.